KDOM Radio, I'm here with Ethan Johnson of Amo Creamery for this week's topic. And Ethan, we are talking here about the open house that you guys had relatively recently.
Yeah, Zach, that was November 20th, and we had a very good turnout during that week. We had over 1,000 people come through and visit the creamery and enjoy the many products that we had to offer.
Yeah, you know, it's always good to get the community out there, let them know where you're at, you know, have that first drive, get out there, learn a little bit more about the operation you have going on there. What are some things that people got to see there, some products that you guys are offering over at Amo Creamery?
Right. So we have big viewing windows into our processing room. So on Friday of the open house, November 21st, we actually process and bottled milk, and a lot of people enjoyed that, taking photos and videos and just seeing the whole process of turning, you know, the milk that the cows make into a finished good. And then through our store, we have many different products, including ours, the whole milk and then the cheese curds. And then we also sell Springfield Co-op butter, locally raised eggs from the Klein family, SDSU ice cream, and then also a bunch of different products from Whole Grain Milling Company and tallow soaps and tallow lotion from Michaela Quaid from Prairie Wind Farms by Jeffers.
Yeah, so a lot of different things that people can purchase over there at Amo Creamery. And, you know, when this comes out, we'll probably be pretty close to the holiday season, a chance for people to maybe stop by and pick up some items for their loved ones for the holiday season.
For sure. There's so many great items to kind of, you know, show your appreciation and also give them a taste of where you came from, too. We also offer gift cards, so if you don't know what someone would like, you can get a gift card. It's kind of a perfect gift, but definitely a lot of products to just to give the gift of the taste.
Absolutely, and it is a homegrown operation, so they'll get to see, you know, you guys there and kind of feel that homey feeling of Amo Creamery. And once again, where are you guys located? How can they kind of get a hold of you if they have questions or a website that they can go see?
Yes, Zach. So they can get a hold of us either through email. They can email ethan.johnson@amocreamery.com. They can give me a phone call at 507-822-5453. And they can look up more information on amocreamery.com. Or they can even reach out via Facebook as well. Our hours are Tuesdays and Thursdays, 2 to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
All right, sounds good, Ethan. We'll talk to you again here in a couple of weeks.
Thank you, Zach, and have a great week.
That's Ethan Johnson of Amo Creamery here on KDOM Radio.